T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And right now on the fan hotline is Mr. Brian Batko. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian and I are, and I think maybe even Paul too, everybody's over at the Post-Gazette's writing about the 74 draft. It's the 50-year anniversary. And much to my surprise, Brian stole my story, Paul, before I ever had a chance to write it. What do you make of this?
He's a jerk.
Does he do this often?
Yes, because he's a jerk.
Brian?
Hey, Joe. I did tell our boss, our sports editor, Ryan Wynn, that this could get out over the airwaves. He might get thrown under the bus. He might get backed up over, run over again, backed up, run over again.
No. I'm not blaming the sports editor. I'm blaming you.
You know what the problem is? He didn't send you a detailed...
Where's your Mackie planner, buddy?
He didn't send you a detailed planner of what he's writing about.
I want my Mackie planner from you. You should have sent it to me months ago.
I didn't know. Does Jason do that?
Yes, he sends out a plan. Don't you get his planner?
No. I'm not a columnist, so that could be why, but I'll make sure to over-communicate with you going forward.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that. Let's talk a little draft, Brian. You can read Brian's stuff at postgazette.com. Some years, it feels like everybody knows who they're taking. Najee Harris would be the exhibit A there. Other years, it feels like it could be a million guys. That's what it feels like to me this year. What's your gut feel? Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I don't know about a million, but I do feel like the more I look at the consensus boards and, you know, obviously what a lot of people like us who follow the Steelers closely think, I feel like it's going to come down to a decision at number 20 between Amarius Mims from Georgia and Graham Barton from Duke, which would be interesting for two reasons, because number one, they're two different positions, a tackle and a center. And number two, I feel like they are the most stark examples of a high ceiling pick and maybe a high floor pick between those two guys.
Ceiling or floor? Paul, God. I looked over at Paul, and there was a look of terror on his eyes, and he clearly was involved in something else. So which one would you recommend? Come on, pick one, will ya?
Oh, man. I think I'd probably go Mims. I think you can find 6'5" centers who are sturdy, reliable, and, you know, have that instant impact ability. But I don't know how many 6'8", 340-pound right tackles who can move the way Mims does that you can get out there. And, you know, they don't often fall to 20 either. We saw last year the Steelers had to trade up a few spots to go get Broderick Jones. Other years, they just didn't have the sweet spot. And that's how Dan Moore is going into his fourth year as a starter here on the line at left tackle.
I read today somebody saying that the Steelers are willing or at least – talking about being willing to trade their first-round pick for a high-level receiver. Is there any chance that happens tomorrow?
I mean, I'm not going to say never, especially with the Omar Khan regime. They've done far too many, un-Steelers-ish things over the last couple years that I can't rule out anything. And the one thing that has me sort of still entertaining the idea of Brandon Ayuk ending up here is he did tweet at Mike Tomlin. Maybe that means nothing, but it told me that I feel like there's words getting back to him that there have been discussions and maybe even some high-level serious discussions between his team and the Steelers. It's not like he was tweeting at other teams' head coaches and GMs and teammates about potentially trading for him. So that's just one of those little things I can't get out of my mind when it comes to him.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette on the line. Would you recommend trading up or back? I realize that you would have to have a target to trade up for in the draft or trade ahead. I wouldn't mind seeing them trade back and get some extra picks in this draft.
Yeah, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend trading the first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk either. I think that, you know, you go into this draft knowing receiver is a strength, and it can play out in your favor. And I agree with you, Joe. I wouldn't trade up for much the same reason. I think this is one of those years where your positional needs align pretty nicely with where the deepest parts of the draft are, tackle, center, wide receiver. Trading down is one of those things that always sounds good on paper, always looks good when you run the mock draft simulators and you accrue picks, future picks, more guys that can help right away. But you're right. You need a team that's trying to trade up. And I don't know how many people are going to want to trade up to number 20, especially if this is kind of a, you know, QBs fly off the board in the top 10, even top 5 type of draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the thing about trading back, though, and this is the only thing that worries me when I hear people talk, and not Joe, but I mean when I hear in general the idea they could trade back, don't you feel like they need to get at least like one impact player at least in this draft? And I don't know that you're going to get one of those guys if you trade back.
Yeah, I hear you, Paul. And I think, you know, I didn't learn much, honestly, from Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan yesterday. That's by design when those guys get in front of the mic, especially this time of year. But I did raise my eyebrows a little bit at Omar Khan saying, you know, there's no absolutes, basically. But he one of his philosophies is you don't trade away from a good player. So I thought that was kind of him tipping his hand a little bit that, no, they're not going to trade back from number 20 because they're ranking those 20 guys on their board. And if you just put two and two together, they think they're going to get a good player there. So I suppose there could be a scenario where all that goes out the window. Maybe they're smoke screening, but yeah, I think they're going to pick at 20. I really do. And I think they're going to get a player that they like at that spot.
Well, I think the thing about it though is if they go up, you know, then I think they have an opportunity to maybe get an even better player, but it sounds like there's enough tackles and receivers in this draft that there was going to be somebody on the board at 20 at either of those two positions or both that could help them immediately this year.
And I'm not ruling out center. I actually think center's probably more likely than receiver. And I think the only guys who are going to have a top 20 grade from the Steelers or maybe any team at that position are Graham Barton from Duke and Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. I know a lot of people are going to tell you, hey, that's just always too high to take a center. But since one of the Steelers cared about some of that conventional wisdom, they were the first team to take a quarterback 2 years ago when everybody said that class didn't have a first rounder. They were the first team to take a running back 3 years ago in Najee Harris when everybody said, no, stop doing that in the first round. So I think they're pretty comfortable with being the team that has their pick at a position, even if it's not necessarily the smart analytical thing to do in today's NFL.
Can Herbig play? Can he man the center position if necessary?
I don't really think so. I feel like I'm looking back at last year in training camp, Latrobe. Yeah, it was his first one here, but it just didn't really impress me. And he's only played, I think it's 49 snaps in the regular season at center. Obviously none last year with the Steelers. So I think he could get you out of a game. Maybe he could even get you through a game or two if your starter gets dinged up, but I just do not see him as a, you know, full season number one center. I could be wrong, but I'm going to call their bluff on that one.
Well, again, I think the thing about center is it feels to me like that's a position they're going to address in the second round.
Yeah, and that would be the sweet spot for it. But the only reason that I'll entertain the idea of them maybe doing it in the first is just it has sort of been a comedy of errors for them at that position over the last few years, whether it was Kendrick Green and his failed transition, Mason Cole and his snap woes a year ago that ultimately led to him being released with a year left on his deal. We know how proud they are about their history there, from Mike Webster to Termonte Dawson to Marquise Pouncey. And not that that, you know, means anything that's germane to today, but I just think they want to finally get it right and set it and forget it for the next 5 to 10 years. Doing that in the first round gives you a better chance for sure.
How will you remember the Levi Wallace era, Brian? He's now a member of the Denver Broncos, so Horse will be happy.
I liked Levi Wallace. He was a nice, accessible guy to talk to in the locker room. Very sharp dresser. For my money, might have been the most fashionable guy on the team the last couple of years. But obviously his play had fallen off, and they're going in a different direction. Maybe he'll be good for Horse's Broncos.
Yeah, maybe he'll be good for Horse's Broncos. That brings up an interesting question. Is there any chance they go corner in the first round?
I think there's a chance. I actually think there might be a better chance of that than receiver, believe it or not, just because of the guys that might be available there and reading the tea leaves with a couple of their pre-draft visits and their, you know, Senior Bowl scouting and all that. Maybe Nate Wiggins from Clemson, maybe Cooper DeJean from Iowa if the O-line prospects are really depleted. But I just think you feel really good about the guy that you landed with the pseudo last pick in the first round last year in Joey Porter Jr. Yes, it helps to have two good cover guys, but you don't necessarily need to use all those resources on two shutdown guys. That's why you have one to follow around another team's best receiver. So, divert your draft capital elsewhere.
Brian, you're a wonderful man, and thank you for taking the time, and I forgive you for stealing my story.
I'm sorry, Joe. Like I told you in text, great minds think alike. It just says we were on the same page tracking down a great story. That'll be out tomorrow on the Post-Gazette website if anybody wants to see what we're fighting over.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.